Thank you, and welcome to the Storage Talk. Enhancements in TPC and SSPC can help you close more 4Q deals. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question at that time, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone and clearly record your name when prompted. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd like to go ahead and turn the call over to your host for today, to Mr. John Connor. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Jose. Hello and welcome, everyone, to today's call on the latest updates to the TPC and SSPC product family. And to those of you listening on recording, welcome as well. Before I get started, I would like to introduce a couple of folks who will also be participating in today's call. First is my new latest member of the product management team on TPC, Shin Wang. Shin and I will be taking you through today's discussion. And then we have a number of folks available for Q&A, Rich Anderson and Fred Chakowski from the sales enablement team. And from the development team, we were fortunate to have A.J. Lunawat, who was the release lead for the TPC 4.2.1 release we're going to discuss, as well as Dietmar Knoll, one of the TPC architects. So welcome them, and let's get into the discussion for today's call. So if you have the slide deck, I'm on slide 2. Just take you through what we plan to discuss today. Before we get into the enhancements that we're excited to share with you going into the end of the fourth quarter here, I do want to also share with you the results and information on the latest Gartner storage resource management Magic Quadrant. Then we'll get into the latest release of TPC, which just had its GA last Friday, and then talk to you about some very near-term enhancements to the System Storage Productivity Center that are coming out very soon. So with that, let's get into it. And on slide 3, so this is an update, and hopefully this is not new news to you, that we've communicated to you already, but we just completed the Gartner Magic Quadrant again this year, and again this year TPC maintained and actually extended its position in the leader quadrant. We moved the needle further to the right ahead of EMC on the visionary axis, so we're very excited about that. And you can see, I've summarized, this is straight out of the report. So the key thing I want to communicate to you here is some of these are the strengths and cautions, which we'll talk about in a minute, but the most important thing is we've purchased the rights to this report for the next year. So all of you sales reps and partners on the call, you can use this with your customers now. It's available. The link is in the back of the presentation with where to get more information. There are some restrictions as well on how you can and cannot use this, and I put this in the presentation as well. So great news that we've got the rights to use this, and I encourage you to do so, but use it in the way we're licensed to, and that would just be all that we ask there. So you can see some of the strengths there. It was overall a fair assessment. The cautions, fair as well, with the exception, I would say, of the comments about our agent technology. We're very proud of the storage resource agent work that we have and the benefits that it does provide. Gartner is still perhaps holding out some judgment on that, but I think time will prove us to be correct there. And it's fair on chargeback. The capability currently in TPC is somewhat limited. We do have capabilities in the Tivoli portfolio, such as Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager, that customers can leverage. And we're looking at tighter integration with TPC down the road. And have heard feedback from many folks. We do have some challenges around pricing, and that is something that we will continue to work on and actually have a very high focus on the TPC pricing model going forward. Some comments on the Magic Quadrant itself and some of our competitors, just to give you some highlights there. As I mentioned, we moved to the right. A couple of other movements as well were EMC pretty much stayed where it is. One of the folks that moved up into the leader quadrant is NetApp. They moved up from that visionary lower right quadrant up into the leader quadrant. And Symantec moved just to the left of the leader quadrant. So NetApp moved in and Symantec moved out. One of the other highlights, I think, was Aptera. They moved out of the niche category over more to that visionary category on the lower right. So some movement there, and you can, again, I encourage you to download and look at the report and get all the details, not only on TPC, but on the competitor strengths and weaknesses as well. Okay, so that's the update on the Magic Quadrant. Let's get into the enhancements we've got for TPC and SSPC. So just to summarize on slide four, delivering improved time to value with TPC version 4.2.1. So this is the latest release of TPC coming on the heels of 4.2, which we introduced in August, with some very important enhancements here as well. Number one is the formal support now of the StoreWise V7000 system. Again, this is something hopefully really not new news to you if you've listened to all the announcements and things around StoreWise. TPC was included in those discussions as well. This is the release, though, where we've added some formal enhancements around the StoreWise support, and we'll get into that in a moment. The other new enhancement in 4.2.1, and this is one of the most requested enhancements that we've had on TPC, I'm very happy to share this with you today, is the improved storage management of IBM PowerVM AIX servers. And we'll get into that in a little bit more detail in a moment, but this was and has been a very highly requested enhancement. And my thanks to the TPC development team who's been able to squeeze that in. Some folks did some work on their own time and off the clock and were able to put this in and handle one of the main use cases here. So, again, this was sort of an unexpected early Christmas present, if you will, to the TPC community. Again, I thank the development team for that. And then the storage resource agents, again, this is technology we introduced in 4.1 and enhanced in 4.2. So, again, the key things we're delivering this year is around native management, enhanced management of IBM storage, and enhancements around the storage resource agent technology, as well as now the latest update for the PowerVM support. And you can see the last bullet there, the performance improvements we're delivering both with the native management on IBM storage and probe performance with the storage resource agents. And the last point on this slide is the quote on the bottom. You may have seen this before, and this is out of our TPC 4.2 beta from one of our leading customers. And what's important about this now and the new news there is this customer has actually submitted a paper and is going to be speaking at our Pulse conference in February about his success with TPC. So 2 points on that. I would encourage you, if you have customers that are coming to Pulse, we will highlight in the storage track the various sessions that we want you to attend. Hopefully you can attend all of them. But this one in particular, we'll talk about the TPC, his positive TPC experience. And I'd also encourage you, if you have customers that are thinking of submitting a paper to Pulse, very much looking still for customers to speak about our products. And that deadline is coming up next Wednesday, right before the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. So I'm actually the storage track chair for Pulse in addition to my role on TPC. So if you have customers thinking about submitting a paper to Pulse, please encourage them to do so. And if you need any help, please feel free to contact me. Okay, so that was a brief highlight tour of 4.2. So let's get into it in a little bit more detail. Moving on to slide five, improved storage management of IBM PowerVM AIX. So as I mentioned, this is a key enhancement and was one of the top on our request list. And you can see the enhancement here now is TPC can now correlate the LUNs as seen in the LPAR with the corresponding storage volume. And it's very important here to note the one-to-one mapping scenario. This is what we see and believe is a prevalent configuration in the market today, and this is the use case that we're addressing with this enhancement. What this means is the virtual target device has a one-to-one mapping to a storage volume, a little more detail on that one-to-one mapping comment in the virtual I/O server. So what are the benefits? Really three key benefits that you see there summarized on slide five. The first, around the first two bullets, is around TPC's ability now to automatically correlate the one inside of the LPAR, and the storage resource agents now can recognize the virtual SCSI client adapters and the disks on the LPAR. So better capability in TPC to recognize these devices and environments. Second, TPC can now have more granular and accurate information around these systems by the point you see there on the third bullet, ability to identify the serial number, display volume groups, logical volumes, file systems, et cetera. So that's the second key point. And really the third key here, enhancement or benefit here, is no TPC agents required on the VIO server. So you can see some of the benefits of that as well. So again, a very key enhancement to TPC, again, and also just want everybody to be aware for the specific use case, the one-to-one mapping on the VIOS server. Slide six, this just goes into a little bit more details on the enhancement. Some of the implementation considerations, again, I want to highlight that one-to-one mapping scenario. So I wanted to highlight to you what we do support and not to draw out what we don't support, but also the second and third bullet there under implementation considerations sort of identifies where we don't support it again, just so you have accurate and specific information which you can share with your customers who have requested this enhancement. And along with that, the supported configuration, so I won't read those here, but you can have those for more for your reference. So let's spend a little bit more time on it. Again, I want to give you as much information on this as possible. So slide seven is really the before picture, TPC's current capability, if you will, in 4.2 prior to this enhancement. So you can see what we don't do or didn't do until now is we didn't recognize the LPAR there on the left-hand side. Only five disks were visible instead of seven because some were filtered out because we couldn't read the data correctly or identify one manufacturer model number and no ability to correlate this information. So that is the case before today. More importantly, then, let's go to slide eight. Now you can see the after picture or what we have now in 4.2.1. So, of course, now you can see that the symbol is green, the seven disks are available, and the SCSI client adapters are now recognized. And, of course, the target identifier, one, manufacturer model number, et cetera, are now available. And correlation is also possible, as we highlight there. And just to finish that out, again, these are some screenshots you can share with your customers and use to show them what where the enhancement, where actually in the details in the product, where what we've done here, is just the screenshot on slide nine on the correlation capabilities as well. So you can see there's more end-to-end mapping of the virtual SCSI disk to the storage volume, and this is just one click away. So again, key enhancements here, and providing hopefully this is sufficient information that you can share with your customers, and I encourage you to do so. And if you have any questions, obviously we've got folks on at the end of this call, as well as any time afterwards to talk about this in more detail. Okay, so moving along, that's the enhancements around the Power VM support. The other main or key enhancement, as I mentioned at the top of the call, is really around TPC support of the StoreWise V7000. And this support extends to the entire TPC portfolio, and you can see some of the things that we are supporting with StoreWise today. From discovery of the device and performance management capabilities with TPC for disk, In particular, we recommend TPC for disk MRE as the solution here with StoreWise, and we'll talk about that again in a minute. Some enhancements around the storage optimization with TPC Standard Edition, and we're also supporting the device with our TPC for Replication product with the ability to manage the flash copy metro mirror relationships as well. We also are in 4.2.1 providing enhanced support for SVC 6.1. This is the most recent release of SVC. It's really maintaining up-to-date and currency with that offering as well as the recently announced DS8800 R6 release. Some enhancements there, as well as extending our TPC for replication open hyperswap capability that we announced in 4.2 for the 8700 to this environment as well. Moving on to slide 11. This is a slide you may have seen in one of our earlier presentations, and I'm including it in here again. Again, to reinforce that we really, back when we launched mid-range edition, had the StoreWise device in our sights as the target solution for this offering. So now we're happy to link them up and bring those out together. So no change to the mid-range edition functions, as you've heard previously, except now we're extending it to StoreWise V7 support, V7000 support, and the pricing model, and we'll go through some examples at the end of the call around when we give you some advice around selling TPC and SSPC. So I'll talk about those at the end of the call. But again, main point here is that when you're talking about StoreWise V7000 with your customers, to also recommend TPC for disk mid-range edition as the solution of choice for managing their StoreWise environments as well. So with that, I will now turn it over to Shin, who will actually take you through the enhancements in a little bit more detail around TPC 4.2.1 and StoreWise, as well as take you through the upcoming enhancements to the System Storage Productivity Center. So, Shin, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, John. Hey, some of you probably, you know, do not know me, and I'm very new in a product management role. I joined the team about a month ago, but I was with the TPC development team for more than 5 years. So I worked on the product for quite some years already, just moving to a different area right now. So as John mentioned, with TPC 4.2.1, the main enhancement we put in there is to support the new StoreWise V7000 device. So if you go to chart 13, this is so TPC 4.2.1 was actually co-developed with StoreWise V7000 together. We will not cover StoreWise V7000 details. As you probably already heard, a lot of the feature functions during the StoreWise V7000 launch. But we'd like to show you here is to really show you the synergy in using TPC with StoreWise V7000. So as you all know, probably that, the V7000 is IBM's new innovative mid-range storage systems. So it leveraged the technology from both SVC as well as IBM's enterprise storage technology of DS8K to provide a mid-range system with enterprise qualities. So this is the only mid-range storage solutions that can virtualize and integrate external and external storage systems to help, in data migration and leverage existing storage investment. So we actually expect that many of the clients adopting the StoreWise V7000 will also appreciate the benefit of using TPC to manage their storage environment. So if you look at the chart on the manageability side, we really want to focus on, how TPC work with StoreWise in the environment, especially with TPC that we recommend TPC for disk mid-range edition. So as John mentioned, that so TPC 421 just GA'd last EGA the last Friday. So we actually GA'd, you know, so with Stolwise V7000 together. It's really to, you know, we co-developed and launched those synergistics offerings to give you guys a complete solution that you can talk to your customers. So moving on to next chart. Here is a screenshot of TPC, Stolwise V7000 on TPC topology. As you probably all know, that TPC topology actually provide, you know, different views. We'll drill down and regroup by computers, fabric, and subsystems. Those are the three main layers that TPC can manage. If you look at the subsystem layer that, you know, in this chart here, we have Stolwise V7000 as well as SCC and DS, you know, 8000 there. So Stolwise in TPC is a brand new device that will show up in topology as well as in different reports. I mean, you probably know this, that the topology will also show all the connectivities, both physical and logical devices, and, you know, not only have the graph, but also a tabular view. So for the next chart, I drill down a little bit on the Stolwise device to show you, you know, what are the information we have gathered there as well as the connectivity. So in here, when you're looking to the Stolwise V7000, we show the different disks, pools, you know, volumes and different components. And for SVC and Stolwise, you know, with external virtualization capabilities, we also show the external storage, basically the mapping from VDisk to M-disks and to backend volumes. Like in this case, the example here I've shown is, so you have the external storage, you know, as backend volumes here, and we also show the internal and both internal and external storage on the total number of disks for the Stolwise device. So next chart, just a little bit more detail of some icons that we introduced on topology. As you all know, that the solid-state drive is one of the new technology we introduced since SVC 5.1. Stolwise V7000 also have that capability. So we have the icon here with a star there to show that's a solid-state drive. And we also have different icons for internal hard disk drive as well as the back-end disk. So the back-end disk here is something we just the icon we added in 421. So basically, by looking at the topology, you would know if the storage is internal with in the Stolwise device, so it comes from the external virtualized storage from backend. So next chart, I want to show you the Stolwise V7000 tiering reports. I know there are a lot of interest about the new easy tier and the tiering functionality introduced in the V7000 device. What I'm showing here is you can get all this tiering information in not only data manager reports, but also disk manager reports. In the first example, for example, you know, we show the solid state tier as well as a hard disk drive tier. So we show the overall tier capacity as well as the free capacity for each tier. So you know that, you know, how much space is available in each of the tiers. And next chart, just to really zoom in, also the SIM provisioning capability that we support for Stolwise, you can create a virtual disk, you know, within Stolwise to specify the, you know, SIM provisioning properties. And once the VDisk is created, TPC is also able to report the actual space as well as the volume space overall. The other thing I want to like to mention is that so the scene provisioning profile can also be used in the advanced SAN planning technology that we support also on StoreWise, so that that you can pick a different profile to, you know, you can be aggressive or you can be conservative when you do a SAN planning. Depends on exactly your customer's needs. So next chart, I want to highlight the performance management capability on StoreWise. So we provide all the performance metrics that's available for SVC on StoreWise V7000. So this is very critical that you can collect data, performance data about your storage arrays, such as cache and I/O read, and you also can establish performance thresholds in the storage environment, and view the SAN connectivity and performance information, and we have historic trending. So this is a complete performance management solution, just as TPC supports SVC or DS8K. So in this example here, what I've shown is a performance trend chart on the total I/O of the device. And I also want to stress that those feature functions are available in TPC for disk as well as TPC for disk mid-range edition, which we are really recommending with the StoreWise overall solution. So the next chart is a comprehensive set of reports. Some of you may have seen this already. So this is what we support in TPC for disk mid-range edition. So I included all the charts and reports here just for your reference. All the basic edition features, you know, are in the are supported, as well as some predefined system reports as well as user-defined reports. So if you have a disk mid-range edition, all those reports are included for StoreWise V7000. So next one, I want to just to have a topology graph to show that we do also offer the Data Path Explorer capability for StoreWise V7000. As well as we have the capability to do performance overlay on a StoreWise device. So this helps you to really quickly assess what is the performance state of your storage infrastructure, as well as give you really an end-to-end view of identify the impact of a performance issue and any potential affected components. So next chart, I'll talk a little bit about single sign-on and launching context to StoreWise V7000 UI. As some of you know that we offered the single sign-on and launching context to DS8K in TPC 4.1. So this is a time we also offer the same capabilities on SVC 6.1, as well as StoreWise V7000. So we're using the ESS server to manage the different authentication methods and enable the single sign-on so you do not have to log on a couple of times. So next chart, I have a screenshot to show you how do we do launching context. So this screen capture shows there are two screens. The first on the top left is a TPC topology screenshot that once you identify the screen, StoreWise V7000, when you right-click, you can do a manage GUI, and there you will have the context menu to show that where you want to go on the StoreWise V7000 GUI. Like in the example here, we launched over to the overall StoreWise subsystem level. So the bottom chart is the native store-wise GUI that got a lot of praise just the month, as well as, you know, customer who tried it, that it's very simple to use. From TPC, our topology and from our reports and from our alerts, you can actually do the launch over to storage device, the store-wise element manager directly if you want to perform some lower-level tasks to manage your store-wise environment. So this is one step in the right direction to really integrate closely of TPC as well as the storage element management capabilities. So all the previous functionality, and I talked about all those actually are in TPC for disk mid-range edition, and we really want to stress that with customers who are interested in store-wise V7000, who are also looking for storage, overall storage management solution, we really recommend TPC for disk mid-range solution because it offers all the performance management, data path explorer, and the tiering reporting, sync provisioning, launching context capabilities that are very helpful for customers to manage their overall storage environment. But for customers who are interested in the more advanced feature functions for store-wise, we also have a few, very cool functions that we offer in TPC Standard Edition. That's in the next couple of charts. So chart 24, here is I'm showing the advanced SAM planning for store-wise V7000. So we have all the new, inherited from TPC 4.2, the new wizard-based experience for full provisioning tasks. So this one, we added support for store-wise V7000 because we collect the full performance data of the device that the provisioning recommendations are actually performance-based plus the additional, best practices that we gather from over all the years' experience. So one other key feature I want to highlight in the advanced SAM planning is the new disaster recovery planner that we added in TPC 4.2. So this is to really configure a flash copy or mental mirror capabilities, global mirror, mental mirror capabilities, for additional volume protection while you are provisioning. So the feature we added in 4.2, we extended here for store-wise V7000. And for this particular feature function, you would also need TPCR license if you are doing more than flash copy. So the other benefit is, users can really have a scheduled execution of plan or ad hoc planning. So next one, I also want to focus on one additional functions we offer in TPC Standard Edition. That is the storage optimization on store-wise V7000. So this, for you who are familiar with this, this function was introduced in TPC 4.1 last year around May, and so the key benefit for customers to use this function is really to help them identify hotspots on the disk controller and provide more accurate recommendations to improve disk efficiency. So when you have hotspot in certain areas, TPC, based on the performance data TPC gathers, TPC would make a recommendation to tell customers where do you want to move the data from the hotspot to the cooler spot so that your workload is more balanced across the board. So what we did with store-wise V7000 is we integrated this with a new DiskMagic model that modeling the store-wise performance characteristics. And based on the new model, we provide the capability to identify the hotspot as well as the data migration possibilities for customers to manage this across the board. One other key enhancement on this around this function was that since we introduced this in TPC 4.1, at the time we were only be able to use a higher level data aggregation for performance recommendation. And if you look at next chart. The other improvement we introduced in 4.421 is to give customers the capability to choose the different data type in terms of the performance management. Use different data types to generate the recommendation. For example, we could offer customer to use the sample data. Typically, customer collect performance data every 5 minutes. So that if you want to look at that granular level, that you are able to now to use granular data, performance data to generate the hotspot mapping as well as the recommendation. So next chart is to talk about the disaster recovery management on StoreWise. As you all know, TPCR is really a software running on a server that manages all the replication functions at a volume level. So we introduced all the flash copy, mental mirror, global mirror, mental global mirror functions, for StoreWise as well. So that you would have the control of your replication environment, and as well as the disaster recovery planner that I mentioned as part of the overall advanced SAM planning function. So that is a quick overview of the key feature functions we support. TPC 4.1 supports on StoreWise V7000. All the major key We talked about the performance management, data path explorer, SAM planning, storage optimization, a comprehensive set of reports, as well as different scene provisioning and tiering support. With the exception of SAM planning as well as storage optimization, all the other feature functions are available in TPC for disk mid-range edition. So let me wrap up that and tell you a few more things about the SSPC that's coming up with TPC 4.1 installed. So as you all know, that SSPC is really an appliance with TPC pre-installed. It offers an easy upgrade path to more advanced management. That it just makes it's a very convenient appliance to use. That customer can buy the appliance and turn it on with SE's help. That they can get it going and to manage their storage infrastructure quickly. So the key features in the next one. So this product SSPC will GA in December 3rd, coming up couple of weeks. So we have the TPC 4.1 pre installed on this appliance, on this version of SSPC. It's the key is to support the StoreWise V7000 SVC 6.1 and DS 8800 R6. And we also have the TPCR, the flash copy function entitled in the basic edition on this. TPC basic edition is the edition that's pre-installed on SSPC. So here we're saying SSPC is not required but recommended to manage SVC. The new server type, and we introduced a new X-Series server And we also have a new operating system. The other key things I want to mention is for this release, we actually pre-installed and default Firefox as a browser rather than IE. This is really to improve the performance of the GUI that TPC can launch over to, such as the store-wise V7000 as a web GUI. So we also, there are a couple of new features that we have optional HBA card for people that have, you know, upgraded from the basic edition to a disk or standard edition, that they have a large number of, large quantity of data in their TPC database. So with the HBA card, they have the option to move those database off to the SAN-based disk. So there are a few other key optional features that when you order in the ordering system that you can pick and have those pre-installed. So just to summarize, SSPC is the it's really the strategic console to manage storage. The key benefit is really easy of deployment and interoperability. So with that, I will turn it over to John to talk about how can we help you to sell TPC.
Okay, thanks, Shin. Great update on 421 and the SSPC. So for everyone, I'm on slide 34, and this back end of the presentation is really to help you with some things around ordering and selling TPC, just to give you an update. So everything up to this point is suitable for use in customer presentations. This is more back-end type things to help you sell and be successful. So first off is on slide 34, order TPC disk mid-range edition with StoreWise V7000. So really want to highlight, as we've mentioned, the use of TPC disk MRE with StoreWise. And the key point here is how simple it is to configure it with StoreWise and price it. Hopefully, as you know, mid-range edition is priced per enclosure, and we did this with, as I mentioned, the StoreWise in mind. So the example we have here is a StoreWise controller plus three expansion bays on the right-hand side. So you have a total of four enclosures. Very simply, you price out the MRE to go along with that at $8,099 per enclosure, and you have your price of, for those of you doing the math, around just over $32,000 list price. Another important point here is we also count enclosures of any storage virtualized behind or by the storage StoreWise device. So this is different than the way we came to market with MRE and the SAN volume controller limited to the DS3, 4, and 5. This is a key point here. We will allow you to use TPC disk MRE for any storage supported and virtualized behind the StoreWise device, again, priced by enclosure. Taking that one step further on slide 35, and you may have seen this actually from some of the StoreWise communication, but this is some very specific examples of how you would do pricing and configuration of TPC MRE with the various devices supported by StoreWise. So going clockwise around the chart there, I won't go through them all, but just to kind of show you what the lay of the land is here, the first device is DS3500. So there's a controller with a disk drive, and that's an important point, plus expansion units, so each of those count as enclosures. Moving on to the DS 5100, 5300, this is a similar example, but note there's no disk drive in the controller, so that does not count as an enclosure. So the controller needs to have storage in it to be light need for the customer to need the license TPC MRE. No disk drive, no MRE license, essentially. And that is consistent throughout the other examples there. And just to highlight, again, it's any storage virtualized by the StoreWise device, including EMC, XIV, DS8000 as well. Again, this is only for the StoreWise. The MRE restrictions don't change in the SVC environments. And then if all else fails, there's the guideline on the lower right to use a guideline of 15 drives per enclosure. So again, some examples on how you price and configure MRE with StoreWise. Slides 36 and 37, I've shared these with you all before. Hopefully these are familiar with you. We do have a new value pack service offering from Tivoli Lab Services to help customers. This is really to address some of the perceived challenges of TPC after customers have it installed and not or may not be getting the value out of it. I highly recommend you take advantage of these new offerings, both the foundation services engagement and the performance and reporting services from Tivoli Lab Services to help customers and your various customers get more out of TPC. We've seen this type of environment when we've had folks go in and tune TPC. Customers do a 180 and go in, you know, very skeptical and come out ecstatic with the results they've seen. So, again, I encourage you to take advantage of these. Along the same lines, and I want to thank everyone, all the sellers out there who took advantage of the trade-up part numbers we reminded everyone of in the third quarter because we saw a big uptick in revenue coming in from these part numbers, trade-up part numbers from data and disk to standard edition. So I would ask you to, if you didn't leverage them, to leverage those trade-ups in your accounts and keep that momentum going. Again, it was a very successful play for us in third quarter, and hope to see that continue in fourth quarter trade-ups to standard edition. And one thing we didn't really talk about in this presentation, but we included it as well on slide 39, is many of you may or may not know that we've embedded a version of TPC in the IBM Systems Director Storage Control offerings. This is similar to the functionality we have in TPC Basic Edition today, so this is under the covers with System Director, and this is really there for reference. We'll probably need to get out and get you more information on this with our friends on the Systems Director team about what we've done there, but just a quick summary of the different capabilities from TPC to Systems Director Storage Control, which has the embedded TPC in it. And then, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, slide 40 is your link to more information, including the Gartner MQ and other links that we maintain. So the Gartner MQ has its own link. And one other thing I want to mention, I almost forgot, is Rick Higgins has a storage showcase, his live remote and demo center that you can connect to is being updated this week to support 421 as well. So if you want to run a live remote demo with your customer and see the capabilities of 42 and 421, I'd recommend that you reach out to Rick. He's standing by the phone right now, so give him a call. And that's really the end of the presentation. The rest of the material are contacts and the do's and don'ts for use of the Gartner MQ, so please take those and use it accordingly. So we have a few minutes left for questions, and I'll turn it over to Jose. Again, Jose, if you want to open it up for questions.
Certainly. Once again, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone and clearly record your name when prompted. One moment for the first question, please.
All right. While we're waiting, just to remind everyone, in addition to myself, we've got folks from Sales Enablement, Rich and Fred, and the development team, AJ and Dietmar and Ashin and myself, to answer any questions. So,
we have no questions in the queue at this time. Oh, I do apologize. One just queued up. One moment, please. The first question comes from James Martin. Your line is open.
Hey, John, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, James, thanks.
Yeah, great presentation, a lot of good stuff. One question, we talked about managing external disk behind the V7000. I'm not real familiar with the EMC VMAX, but would that include the VMAX as well?
I believe so. I don't know, Shin, if you might know more details there. If we support it with TPC, we should be able to manage it, right?
Yeah, I think so. When we see external storage, any internal and external storage that can be externalized by V7000, then TPC can support it.
Okay. And do you happen to know that VMAX, would that be kind of the competitor to the V7000?
I believe so, yeah. I'm not up on all the EMC devices, but I believe that you may be right.
Okay. All right, thank you.
The next question comes from Eric Valentine. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. To answer the gentleman's question, the VMAX is a high-end storage system from EMC.
Right.
So as opposed to the V7000, which is a mid-tier solution. Nor is it, you know, capable of external virtualization. So think of it more. EMC would have you think of it more in the lines of like of an 8000 class machine.
All right. Well, thanks for that.
Okay. But on that note, just one quick question on slide and then a statement on 36. It says demonstrate EE disk to host. I'm sorry. I'm brain freeze. E to E. What does that stand for?
Oh, sorry. End to end.
Intent. I'm sorry. Everybody else in the call got it. Trust me, I'm the only one who wouldn't have.
No, I was just trying to cram as much on the fly as I could, and that was the code.
No, it's cool. Any other day, I probably would have got it. And again, it's very, very insightful, so that's probably where you're getting very few questions. On page 39, you know, and I realize you didn't come prepared to talk about this, but I mean, I do think we need to understand more about the system director with the embedded TPC.
Yep.
I'm
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, from twofold. One is, I mean, I'm a solutions architect, so I do cross-brand work.
Okay.
But I could also see this coming from the server side, whereas from the storage side, we're positioning SSPC and TPC from the storage side, right? So, you know, what do we do if we have one of these things pop? Like, how does this interact if you already got a pre-existing copy of SSPC and TPC engaged? You know,
right.
Where is there overlap here? That kind of stuff. Like, how do we, from an implementation perspective, how do we deal with that?
Right, yeah, and we'll try to get a call together on that. Just wasn't enough time. We had a lot to cover today, so we'll take that as a follow-up.
Yeah, not a complaint, as I said, I understand you weren't prepared to talk about it. It's just, you know, I think it's kind of exciting that we're doing this. I'm just kind of curious in terms of, you know, why and how.
Yep.
So I think that'd be a great follow-on topic. But otherwise,
okay.
Great job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There are no other questions in the queue at this time.
All right. Well, thank you again, everyone, and appreciate your support and SSPC and TPC. Again, reach out to the folks, myself, Shin, and the folks on this call for any help you need with any business you're trying to close in fourth quarter. I'll turn it back to you, Jose.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference call. You may go ahead and disconnect at this time.